Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
The plain sophistication at Sao Paulo's Golden Eagle was somewhat shattered the night Sir Giles Davenport and Bruce Carson dropped in as two bearded ornithologists out to see how the wingless creatures of the earth enjoy their nightlife. Nevertheless, we were seeking a bird called Chaco, one of the six scientists who'd come to South America with the secret of the death ray. Chaco boasted that he knew where and when he could snare scientist number six, known only as the Cossack. Meanwhile, he intended enjoying himself by disposing of the opposition. The first two victims were to be dancer Fecarelli and the red-headed American bird painter Hetty Fitzhenry. But as Sir Giles and I settled down at the Golden Eagle, a little warm in our bearded disguise, it seemed that Hetty had decided not to arrive. The floor show began, but there was no sign of Fecarelli amongst the dancers. It seemed that the mysterious Chaco was to have a lean night until the shooting began.
Ed Carson, you're right. It is us you're shooting at.
Yes, so's the judge. This upturned table's little protection.
No, but the point is who?
Keep down, sir.
Who's popping off at us?
Some chappy up in the gallery opposite.
Chaco?
Who knows? Caught only a glimpse before I tumbled us to the floor.
Yeah, quite a tumble. But I hate to miss this opportunity to see the blighter.
Keep down, sir.
Don't worry. But Carson, the lights.
So, sir. Out. The lot.
The place is bedlam.
This is our lucky break.
Yes, but where to?
I've been out the back once before. We'll try there.
We may get landlocked.
No, way out from dressing rooms.
Are you sure, Carson?
Worth a try. Our only chance. Come on.
Very well, then.
There's a torch flickering over all the screaming mob. We'll have to keep low to dodge it. Shooting stopped out there.
But not the uproar.
The longer it keeps up, the better our chances. In here, sir.
But where?
Dressing room. Whilst Fecarelli's.
That's all very well, but I should seriously suggest we try getting out of this place altogether.
There are windows here. Wait till I strike a match.
I've got a box in my...
I got one, thanks. Here goes.
Oh, there is a window, with the blinds drawn.
So, our getaway.
I fear not.
Carson, the manager fellow.
And suitably armed to prevent this getaway. The disguise did not fool me, Mr. Carson.
Seems not. This match almost burning my fingers. Mind if I strike another?
There is light enough left for my purposes.
Duck, Sir Giles. Missed, old chap.
But not this... this time.
It's Carson.
Missed again.
Thank heavens.
Now, Ral, old chap. Best you hand over this...
No. Though I am no associate of this... this Chaco, I also wish to remove...
Sorry to disappoint... Got him.
That was the gun that fell with him.
So, sir. But forget it. First the blind. Time we were out of it.
Old fellow.
Sheer wall, sir. 30 feet at least.
Oh, no.
It seems we must try getting out the other way after all. Better grab Raoul's gun now.
Indeed. Yes, sir. I have it.
Let's hope it's still bedlam out there. We might sneak through.
But what about when we reach the entrance?
We'll work that out when we get there. Come on. Raoul, the manager, was some sort of an associate of Fecarelli's, yet he had nothing to do with Chaco. Worth following up. But this was no time to sponge his face, bring him round, and get the story. Outside, the main lighting system was still out, the place still in an uproar. But as we groped our way past the dressing rooms, a torch shone in our faces.
Carson!
Have no fear, Excellency.
Angelo!
I will lead you out.
Well, upon my soul, how...
I steal across the rooftop with the aid of my relatives, then down into this building.
Can we get out that way, Otto?
If we hasten...
Then let's go.
Yes, already the sirens of the police vehicles converge upon this place.
They'll have the riot squad out.
But if the spirits favor us, we will have time.
Well, Carson, I think we can safely say we're out of that jam.
So, sir.
And thanks once again to you, Angelo.
Oh, it was nothing, Excellency. I was already upon the roof.
But But what in the name of goodness induced you to go up there?
I desire to be in a position to plunge the entire place into darkness.
I don't follow.
Simple, sir. Angelo was responsible for the blackout, right?
Si, senor.
What a gay devil you are.
Ah, Excellency, perhaps the good spirits warn me. Perhaps it is because I have time to ponder on all that might happen within the Eagle of Gold. But I decide that if the firearms commence to chatter, it will be safest for you if you're shielded with darkness.
And how well we were shielded. Charco's plan was thoroughly upset. A close shave, though.
At the moment, sir, I feel rather like another close shave.
Eh? Oh, the beard, eh?
So, sir.
Yeah, mine's rather a one-sided affair at the moment. But let's get back to the flat to tidy ourselves up and sort things out generally. Help yourself to water, Carson.
I will, sir.
Ah, well, here's to your health, Carson. And yours, Angelo.
Ah, may the spirits continue to watch over you, Excellency.
Hey, thank you, old fellow.
Good luck, Sam.
Good luck. Ah. Well, now, where are we?
Hardly in a position to rejoice, even though we saved our necks.
Charco's information is obviously so good that he saw through our disguise.
And also friend Rao.
Yes. Yes. Where does he fit into it all?
He said he had no association with Chaka.
Yet he has something of the kind with Mademoiselle Carilli.
So, sir. It could be that he's simply part of the general setup retaining the dear creature's services.
And who might they be, I wonder? The continental power we hear about or the freelancers?
No idea, sir.
What about you, Angelo?
No, I fear I cannot assist you, Excellency.
Then we must consign this matter also to the great backwater of the unanswered.
Oh, never know, sir. It might all unravel in the end.
If a fellow can maintain his mortal status long enough. We hear that Charco's immediate plan is to destroy the opposition.
And it seems both Fay and Hetty had some warning of that.
Indeed. And therein lies quite a lesson for you, Carson.
Oh, how so, sir?
Well, think back. You were in a great state, thinking that both sweet innocents were to be cold-bloodedly exposed to Charco's bullets.
I see what you mean, sir.
But they let you go there, and without as much as lifting a finger.
Now, steady on. Both did their best to persuade and blackmail me to steer clear of the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, to make sure that Carson's curls were left untouched, I suppose.
I do suppose.
You really, old fellow, it strikes me as being all too obvious. They tried to put you off, independently, of course, knowing you and knowing that you'd stop at nothing to be there.
Well,
it's a possibility, at least.
It is, I suppose.
And it'll be jolly interesting to hear how they account for this latest lapse.
Well, I'll find out right now, sir. We don't know where Faye is staying, but we do know Hetty's hotel. I'll ring through to her pronto. Off and on for half an hour, I rang the hotel, but Hetty didn't answer. So we called it a day. But I was back on the phone by 9 the following morning. Miss Fitzhenry had booked out, and no one seemed to know where for. Meanwhile, the Sao Paulo papers carried headlines about the rumpus at the Golden Eagle.
The shooting was started by two bearded English tourists, eh?
That's according to the statement made by friend Rao.
Well, Carson, in that case, he still wants us out of police hands or the public eye.
So, sir.
Though I'm surprised that no one was hit. Those bullets were flying thick and fast.
Hello?
Oh, it's only Angelo, old chap. Been out shopping.
Oh, yes, good.
By Jove, you are loaded up.
I can manage, Excellency. But this parcel was in the hall below. It is addressed to Senor Carson.
Oh, thanks, Angelo.
Odd-looking parcel, Carson.
Oh, well, best we open up.
Carson, I've a healthy fear of those strange parcels.
Oh, nothing to worry about, sir. Only pipes.
Pipes?
Missing pipes.
Oh, part of your collection?
Sir, Fakerillis apparently decided to return them. There, sir.
I'm no connoisseur, you know.
Oh, understood, but all present and accounted for. The Afghan job. Seems in good nick.
Isn't that the one that shoots the arrow?
Sir, from false stem. Extremely useful.
Yes, but don't go pointing it around too much.
Yeah, but this Turkish job, much more deadly. Fires bullets.
Man alive, what are you doing with that thing?
Oh, just checking magazines, so on.
I don't like it.
First class condition, sir. Now, this one more in your line. Musical box attached.
I don't know that any of them are in my line.
Uh-huh, but listen a moment. How's that?
Ah, Senor, for my part, it is the finest of all these collection of strange pipes of yours.
Sir Giles doesn't seem to think so.
I don't know, Carson. It is rather fascinating. Yes, quite fascinating. Look here, could I have a closer peep at it?
Oh, certainly, sir. Here we are. Yeah, just look at it at your leisure.
Thank you. It does get you in, I must admit. Yes, charming. Indeed, quite remarkable. Oh, it stopped. Oh, I say.
Oh, it's only the spring, sir. It's run out. Just give the winder a few turns.
The winder? Where? Oh, of course, I have it. Let me see now.
It turns to the right.
Turns to the right. Good. Then here we go.
Great heavens! Carson! My eyes!
Excellency! Excellency! Oh, the pipe, it blows up into your face! Excellency!
The most innocent pipe of all had been tampered with. Sir Giles fell back, his hands to his face, the blood streaming. It seemed that the still unseen Chaco was not the only one determined to eliminate us from Operation Death Ray.